Hello, and welcome to The Essential Reads. My name is Isaac, and my goal is to bring to you a bunch of classic audiobooks in an easy and accessible way. We are continuing with Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, and just before we start, if you want to go ahead and do all the YouTube-y things, like, share, watch the video all the way through, because it really, really helps. And if you want to support me in a more concrete way, you can go to the Patreon, where for as little as $1 a month, you'll have access to exclusive audiobooks narrated by me. Think of all the extra my voice that you'll be able to listen to if only on Patreon. God, that sounds awful. What a terrible plug. Before I ruin it more, let us begin. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, Chapter 12. In consequence of an agreement between the sisters, Elizabeth wrote the next morning to her mother to beg that the carriage might be sent for them in the course of the day. But Mrs. Bennet, who had calculated on her daughter's remaining at Netherfield to the following Tuesday, which would exactly finish Jane's week, could not bring herself to receive them with pleasure before. Her answer, therefore, was not propitious, at least not to Elizabeth's wishes, for she was impatient to get home. Mrs. Bennet sent them word that they could not possibly have the carriage before Tuesday, and in her postscript it was added that if Mr. Bingley and his sister pressed them to stay longer, she could spare them very well. Against staying longer, however, Elizabeth was positively resolved, nor did she much expect it would be asked, and fearful, on the contrary, as being considered as intruding themselves needlessly long, she urged Jane to borrow Mr. Bingley's carriage immediately, and at length it was settled that their original design of leaving Netherfield that morning should be mentioned, and the request made. The communication excited many professions of concern, and enough was said of wishing them to stay at least to the following day to work on Jane. Until the morrow, their going was deferred. Miss Bingley was then sorry that she had proposed the delay, for her jealousy and dislike of one sister much exceeded her affection for the other. The master of the house heard with real sorrow that they were to go so soon, and repeatedly tried to persuade Miss Bennet that it would not be safe for her, that she was not enough recovered. But Jane was firm where she felt herself to be right. To Mr. Darcy, it was welcome intelligence. Elizabeth had been at Netherfield long enough. She attracted him more than he liked, and Miss Bingley was uncivil to her, and more teasing than usual to himself. He wisely resolved to be particularly careful that no sign of admiration should now escape him. Nothing that could elevate her with hope of influencing his felicity. Sensible that if such an idea had been suggested, his behaviour during the last day must have material weight in confirming or crushing it. Steady to his purpose, he scarcely spoke 10 words to her through the whole of Saturday. And though they were at one time left by themselves for half an hour, he adhered most conscientiously to his book, and would not even look at her. They were not welcomed home very cordially by their mother. Mrs. Bennet wondered at their coming, and thought them very wrong to give so much trouble, and was sure that Jane could have caught cold again. But their father, though very laconic in his expression of pleasure, was really glad to see them. He had felt their importance in the family circle. The evening conversation, when they were all assembled, had lost much of its animation, and almost all of its sense, by the absence of Jane and Elizabeth. They found Mary, as usual, deep in the study of thorough bass and human nature, and had some new extracts to admire, and some new observations of threadbare morality to listen to. Catherine and Lydia had much information for them of a different sort. Much had been done, and much had been said in the regiment since the preceding Wednesday. Several of the officers had dined lately with their uncle. A private had been flogged. And it had actually been hinted that Colonel Forster was going to be married. Thank you so very much for listening. If you enjoyed, please like, comment, share, all that jazz. And if you really enjoyed, do subscribe because there's more to come. Shorter chapter today, but that's nice for me because it means the editing is quick and it means that I can focus on some other editing that I need to do, which takes a lot longer. The Island of Dr. Moreau takes a long time with all like the soundscaping to do, and I'm glad that I've got a short chapter every now and again in here to help me progress on that. If you like what I do here and you want to support the show in a further way, you can go to the Patreon, where for as little as $1 a month you'll have access to exclusive audiobooks. And that is all. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in a couple of days with another chapter. Till then, bye-bye.